sort of a sky theme in the last half hour for some summer stargazing. Joining us is astronomer Martin George from the Launceston Planetarium. Welcome back to Summer Breakfast. The final loss of the Venus Express Orbiter.
Yes, indeed. This month, Hamish, the Venus Express Orbiter is going to be plummeting through the atmosphere of Venus. We lost contact with it, in fact, toward the end of last year, but it's produced some wonderful scientific results, including the fact that there is probably, or possibly, volcanic activity still occurring on the planet. And also, because of the way we've measured the escape of hydrogen and oxygen from the atmosphere, it's pretty clear to us now that Venus once had oceans. So some big results from the Venus Express, and that was a European Space Agency mission that will certainly be destroyed sometime around this month. It may have already gone through the atmosphere as far as I know, but a fantastic mission. We've also had some interesting results from the Mars rover called Curiosity. It's confirmed that there is in fact methane on Mars, in the atmosphere of Mars. It didn't detect any at first, then it detected a rising amount up to about 9 parts per billion, and then nothing. There are all sorts of jokes about Martian cows, of course, but the possibility of biological activity, I think, fascinates everyone. Although it's more likely to be due to some kind of geological activity. There are minerals, for example, that contain organic compounds that can produce methane. There is the possibility of volcanic activity that could do this as well. So the jury's still out on why it's there, but the fact is that Mars does have some methane. One of the big stories at the moment, though, Hamish, is the fact that we found the Beagle 2. Now, astronomy and space enthusiasts will remember that on Christmas Day 2003, the Beagle 2, the British lander, was due to land on Mars, and it fell silent. We didn't hear from it after it separated from its main Mars Express craft. We've now found it. It's on the surface. It did survive to get to the surface, but it appears that the solar panels didn't unfold properly, and it meant that they didn't expose the radio transmitter properly. So it got there in one piece, intact, but because there was a mechanical failure in the panels, we didn't hear from it. But at least we know where it is. Sadly, the main researcher for that mission, who searched for it for years, passed away last year. Never got to find out that it was going to be actually found in the end.
Martin, I'm going to have to wrap you up there. We've got to go to the news. Good to talk, as always. Martin George there at the Launceston Planetarium. We'll play more of your summer sounds tomorrow. Send them in, breakfast_RN, your ABC.net.au.